What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing, as usual.
We hope everyone listening is doing amazing. Happy Tuesday. We have two positive news stories, but it doesn't matter if you're listening on Tuesday or any day. They're positive news stories all the time. What do you have, Tim?
Let's get it. So we like going green here on the Positive Truth podcast. We had a podcast episode called Going Green in 2017 that we still talk about to this day because there were so many cool fun facts in there. And just to talk about that, I'm going all the way to Lithuania's capital, Vilnius. They recently debuted a new electric ferry boat for transit up and down the river Neris. It's called the Lasia, and it joins a trend of electric ferry boats on the famous rivers and bays of Europe, such as Elbe or the Copenhagen Harbor. Vilnius was named the European Green Capital of 2025, and the fact that they have a ferry boat that is going to hold up to 32 people and take them across this river, I think is amazing. We've been talking about going green since 2017 on this podcast, and there's been so many steps forward to make it happen all over the place, all over the world. So shout out to Lithuania for doing so. I think we need more stories like this everywhere.
What was the source for this one? People want to check out more of it?
Absolutely. The source of this was Euronews.com.
That's what's up, man.
I'm trying, man. I'm going all over the world for you today.
I'll stay in the United Kingdom with The Guardian and Ian Falconer and his company named Orca. So we're talking about going green. In 2016, he realized, like, there's a lot of old fishing nets that are left in the ocean because they're hard to dispose of.
Indeed.
And these fishing nets, they're polluting the ocean, which is not good. So he started a company at the time he called Fishy Filaments, but he changed to Orca. The core innovation, the company cleans, shreds, melts down, and uses nylon fishing nets and turns them into blue-green beads and granulates that can be used for things like 3D printing and injected model parts. According to Falconer, the process has a carbon footprint of less than 3% of that required to produce brand new nylon. It takes 100% of a carbon footprint to do, 3% of that for the recycled ones. The company has raised over €1 million from small investors across more than 40 countries and is in discussions with businesses like Philips, or say this one, Tim, you have a wife.
L'Oreal.
There we go. There we go. Ford and Mercedes-Benz. Appreciate the assist. The recycled material is not just used for like simple projects like sunglasses, bottle openers, light shades. It also can be used to like with cars and aircrafts. Here's the thing. After he recycles them, they sell for 35,000 euros per ton. In contrast, pure recycled nylon sells for 12,000 euros per ton. So my guy's saving the planet and
making money. Let's go.
He's making the planet go green and making his own green.
Not mad at that. That's the way to go.
His ambition is to roll out portable recycling plants that can basically make these little contained micro factories that can be shipped to harbors around the world. And he wants to do this in 14 countries, including Brazil, Colombia, Ghana, South Africa, and Vietnam.
He's got a game plan. He's ready. Let's go.
I wasn't going to talk about this one, but since we're talking about going green and we're on the other side of the planet, at least for us, not for them, I thought it was a really nice positive news story.
I like it. Nice little surprise of the day.
Nice little surprise of the day. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. And we encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
At this beautiful age I'm at, I told myself no new friends, just friends that I've had in the past. I don't need to add more to my circle. But I went to a baby shower this week, and I actually had a really good time. The wifey had a really good time. We ended up making some new friends at this baby shower. We were hiding in a corner thinking we weren't going to know anybody, and we really didn't. But after about an hour of everybody kind of sitting there and playing games, people were laughing, moving tables, and we ended up meeting a couple people there that were really nice, and they had kids our age, and we all bonded by talking about how wild our kids were. And while we're talking about this, JP, the woman's daughter and my daughter jumped the fence of the house we were at to go get a Frisbee. And we immediately had to get up and, no, don't do that. Come get us. It was a hilarious moment, but it was also one of those ones where it's, oh, if we ever get back together again, at least we know we're going to have a good time. And I thought that was pretty cool.
So Monday, you talked about your child.
Yes.
Having all these friends. Today you come and you're like, I don't need any new friends because Tim knows everyone on the South Side. Humble brag. And of course you made more.
It was nice. I was like, who is this person? My other friend was
it's
like,
it's a skill, hey. Tim. It's a skill.
Is it? I don't know. I just be out here.
As someone who's used that skill to calm down customers and get out of things, I think it's a skill.
Touché. Touché.
Since we just talked about Mondays, things you were grateful for. I was grateful for learning how to cook. So at Costco, they have these meal replacement things. It's like one of these, like, if there's an apocalypse, here's some food that you can just add water to. Because for me, if I eat healthy, sometimes it's like I'm still hungry. So I actually got one of those for like healthy snacks. It's one of those things where you just add water, so it's quick to make. It's like pasta, oatmeal. There's like little meats, 35 different things. So now I have snacks, but they're like, they're apocalypse snacks.
You're going to be all right, JV.
Right. It's great. You only have water. I don't have to cook.
If it tastes good, it's a win. It's a win. How was I saying? You get to eat, JP. As long as you survive it, man. I get worried sometimes.
It can't be much worse than my food, so if we're being honest.
You've been practicing for so long, you have to make at least two good meals, man. I believe it. I truly believe it. One's got to be chicken something.
If they were test grades, they're probably like D plus, C minuses.
Yeah, you don't test on the curb, too. I'm probably giving you a B, man. A beef, because you put in a lot of effort. Look at all this effort, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you give your staff members Bs if they put in effort, but they don't succeed?
I definitely give them some words of encouragement, but this can't fly.
Exactly.
And you did a good job, but look, let's work on this right here.
Exactly. So I'm not giving myself any of that leeway.
I feel that.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with two more positive news stories. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you leave us a 5-star review, we will send you a positive t-shirt, positive news t-shirt for free. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. It always seems impossible until it's done. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.